Welcome back, Craftlings, to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. This episode, today, we have the part two of The Curse of the Wither. If you have not heard part one of this, it is a story by Catmaster 6. And if you want to go listen to it, which I would highly recommend before you listen to the part two, part one is the previous episode, named easily The Curse of the Wither. So if you have not done that, go listen to that right now. It's a really great story. This story was submitted through my website, minecraftshortstories.com. There's a link inside the episode description. While you're down there, there's also a link to my YouTube channel. If we reach 1,000 subscribers on that, we're at 240-something right now, then I will do a 3- or 4-way collab with some other Minecraft players. So, if you want to see that happen, consider subscribing. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy, and let's get right into it. Curse of the Wither, Part 2, by Catmaster 6. Alex gazed fondly at the cactus she had just potted in a bedroom window of her and Steve's newly built Mesa house. After a moment, she noticed that there were two white beds in the room, and they looked out of place. They need to be orange to match the rest of the house, she thought. I'll dye them. Alex headed into the storage room. After looking through all the chests, she realized that they were out of orange dye and tulips. Guess I better go to the plains wine, she said out loud. Alex left through the front door, and then quickly jogged down to the plains. Once she arrived, she spotted Steve in the distance, heading back to the house, leaving a flock of woolless sheep behind him. After glancing around, Alex quickly found a patch of orange tulips, and after gathering several, was beginning to head back to the house when she noticed Steve rushing out of its front door and spring away to the north. That's strange, Alex thought. I wonder where he's going. She shrugged, then walked back to the house. Alex stopped dead in her tracks as she looked through the acacia front door. What the... On the opposite wall of the living room from her, the most horrible painting she ever saw rested. It looked like a painting of a demonic statue made up of dark brown blocks and black skulls. And even worse, black spire web cracks started spreading on the terracotta, originating from the terrible image. This must have something to do with Steve leaving, Alex realized. I have to follow him. Alex entered the storage room to grab some gear for the journey. Iron armor, tools, provisions, that sort of thing. As she was grabbing the last item, she noticed that the map to the village was missing. So that's where he went. Where is the village? Alex looked frantically over the arid savanna landscape as the sun inched closer to the horizon. It would set in just a minute or two, and then Alex would be in danger. Finally, she spotted the settlement, resting in a valley with steep cliffs on either side. There was only one problem. The terrain between Alex and the village was teeming with mobs, as the valley blocked the little sunlight there was from reaching the ground. I have to do this, Alex told herself. Mustering her courage, she drew her iron blade, shimmering with enchantment, and charged into the valley with a battle cry. Her first foe was a zombie. Its rotted hands reached for her, and the creature moaned, staring at her with lifeless eyes. Alex quickly dispatched the beast with a swift jab at the chest. After the first ghoul, two more came, shuffling towards her hungrily, and then a third, this one fully armored in chainmail. Alex finished off the first two with a few well-aimed blows, then turned to the third. The links of its mail clicked loudly together as it walked, and Alex noticed that the armor was rusty and the links were broken in a few places. Getting a sudden idea, she lunged at the zombie, stabbing at the damaged section of its armor on the monster's stomach. To her delight, the enchant blade pierced through the armor, stabbing into the creature's raw flesh. The zombie stumbled, and Alex pulled the blade out, then hit the beast on the head with the pommel of her sword, killing it. Alex felt a jolt of pain as something struck her shoulder, and she cried out. Feeling with her opposite arm, she felt an arrow lodged into her flesh. Turning, she saw a skeleton behind her, notching a second arrow on its bow. The undead stared at her, a cold intensity in its empty sockets. Alex ducked as the skeleton fired, and she felt a rush of air as the projectile passed over her head. She charged at it, striking it twice before it could fire another arrow, defeating it. Hearing a noise behind her, Alex whirled around, her eyes locked into those of a tall black figure. The figure, which Alex noticed too late to be an Enderman, screamed, and raged at the player with dare look into its purple eyes. It ran at her, and she struck out wildly with her sword, but missed. And the Enderman hit her. Its attack was powerful and sent Alex flying backwards. She landed prone on the dirt, her sword flying out of her hand. Several items fell of her inventory as she hit the ground. One of the items was a bucket of water, which spilled its contents onto the grass. The Enderman shrieked as the water splashed onto it, and it teleported away with a shower of violet particles. Alex scrambled quickly to her feet, shoving a piece of cold salmon into her mouth as she did. She retrieved her sword just as the Enderman teleported back, and she slashed at it. The blade made contact with its arm, and it teleported again. Alex turned every which way, looking for the aberration. She spotted it, running towards her, its mouth open in a snarl of fury. Alec struck her sword down in front of her, and the Enderman impaled itself on the blade, dying instantly. Alec pulled her weapon out of its corpse, which fell to the ground and vanished in a puff of smoke, leaving behind a single Enderpearl. Alec arrived at the village as the sun was cresting, a rise in the valley. She walked up to the first villager she saw, who was a blacksmith, just opening their shop for the day. "Have you seen Steve?" Alec asked. The villager nodded and said, "He passed my shop at sunset yesterday. He was heading in that direction." The villager pointed down a side street. "Thank you," Alex told the blacksmith, then headed in the direction they indicated. After a few seconds, the alleyway opened up onto a larger street. Alex glanced both ways, looking for Steve, but all she saw was more villagers, cats, and the occasional iron golem. Before she could decide a direction to go in, Alex heard a voice from the side saying, "You there." Alex turned to see a librarian stomping angrily towards her. "Me?" she asked. "Yes, you," the librarian growled. "Your friend just stole a piece of priceless scroll from the forbidden books." "Steve?" Alex asked, confused. "He wouldn't do that." "Well, that's exactly what he did," the librarian hissed, "and I think it was so he could travel to the forbidden nether." Alex felt the blood drain from her face. Her voice barely a whisper, Alex asked, "Why would you think that?" The librarian paused, his anger seemed to melt away, then said, "So you don't know what he was doing?" "No," Alex said, exasperated. "I've been looking all over for him." After a brief hesitation, the librarian turned, and, after beckoning Alex to follow him, walked inside a cartographer's shop. Alex obliged, and as she followed him, he said, "The scroll that Steve stole was a map with the locations of the ruined nether portals marked on it." Alex gasped, "So he's actually going to the forbidden nether?" The librarian nodded, "I believe so." After getting the shop owner's permission to use their cartography table, he grabbed a quill and started sketching on a piece of paper. As he drew, he said, "My memory is almost completely infallible, so I can remember quite a bit from the books in my library. I'm particularly good at remembering images, so it's very easy for me to do this." After a final stroke of the quill, he handed Alex the paper. On it, the librarian had drawn a map with a location marked to the northeast of the village. "That's the closest ruined portal," the librarian told her, tapping the marked spot. "The one Steve is most likely to go to. You need to stop him from doing anything dangerous. If the portal is lit, that means he's entered. Now, go." Alex nodded and turned to leave, but the librarian grabbed her arm. "One more thing," he said. "The nether is forbidden for a reason. It's a very hostile place. I know this from experience. Be careful." Surprised, Alex asked, "You've been there?" The librarian simply smiled and gently pushed her towards the exit. Thank you again, Catmaster 6, for this story. I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying reading it. So thank you for submitting this. Thank you guys, the listeners who have listened to this episode. It's in the name. Thank you for listening. And also thank you for subscribing to the YouTube channel, those who did. Every subscriber is closer to a very large interview. Excited to do that when that happens. But anyway, I will see you guys next week.